of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.
What does it mean to me to be Canadian? I guess it's about heritage, tradition to some extent. I'm proud to be part of a country
that was built and is still being built by talented, driven individuals, no matter their race, religion, or gender.
Love our country, glorious and free. The mountains so white, the forest so green. All right.
Being Canadian is about freedom, it's about joy.
All right.
It's about living in the moment and enjoying life to its fullest.
We got it all and we will not fall. So put your hands up, it's Ottawa strong, alright.
I'm proud that we're known for peace, equality, and respect.
I'm proud to be Canadian. I wouldn't have it any other way.
We join as one and face the sun. We're Canadians, we won't back down. Raise it up for the true North, strong and free. We're united and we fly our flag proud. Love our nation and we stand on guard for thee. We're Canadians, we won't back down. Raise it up for the true North, strong and free. We're united and we fly our flag proud. Love our nation and we stand on guard for thee.
If you're having like a kid's Halloween party, you can do bobbing for bones.
Bobbing for bones.
Take a big bowl of like a dark chocolate pudding, then take those the little white mini donuts, break them, and stick them into the pudding so it looks like bones sticking out.
Oh.
And then make the kids hammer their heads in there to bob for bones.
Yeah, how many kids would actually do that?
It's pudding and donuts.
It is.
I'd do that right now.
I would like to see that.
And if it works out right, you've also just created a bunch of kittens for Halloween costumes. Or pandas, depending on how aggressive they get with the pudding. Justin Bieber is considering a different career. It's reported he is thinking about possibly switching to a pro boxing career. His buddy Floyd Mayweather Jr. actually wants to manage him.
Really? Yeah.
Does he strike you as the pugilist type?
In the light featherweight category? Yeah.
You know, he is used to riding around on his bodyguard's shoulders like they carry him into the ring.
If Bieber took up boxing, I would take it up just to take a round out of the kid.
Are you in the 105-pound weight class, though?
I could get back down there. I didn't actually weigh over 100 pounds till grade 11.
Maybe he could fight like teenage girls or something.
they've been tearing him limb for limb for years.
The one thing I don't think he understands is that boxing is a closed fist concept. He's busy with the up-down slap.
107.7 The River. Online exclusive.
Try as we might in the past, we couldn't come up with 50 different ways to say goodbye. Maybe 20. There's goodbye.
Yes.
Later.
See ya.
Sayonara.
Arrivederci.
Au revoir. How come you don't use ciao? You're
ciao.
Italian.
Ciao.
Isn't that how you say goodbye
it
in
is.
Italian?
Yes, it is.
What's your go-to? Like when you say goodbye to somebody, don't you have a typical way of doing? Is it just a bye? Or?
Yeah, I just say see ya. Bye.
See, and I say take care. Because it's a pleasant way to say goodbye.
It is.
And B, it puts a seed in their mind of doubt. Like, take care. What does he know that I don't know?
Oh, something going to happen?
Why should I be careful?
That's just mean.
I want to start mixing in the child's goodbye, though.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nobody says the double bye.
No, unless you're five. I dare you to try and say it today to someone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to say it a few times.
Okay.
When I'm at the Earl's office party tonight,
yes,
I'm going to say bye-bye to each and every one of them.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to wave really dramatically. Bye-bye. 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 Speaking of the Canes,
yeah,
thank everybody down there for the hospitality over the weekend. We had River Night for Pink in the Rink both Friday and Saturday. I had the opportunity to not drop the puck physically, but go out for the ceremonial puck drop. Has anybody noticed how clean Fat Cat is these days?
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Not that he's like a dirty alley cat.
No.
He was sparkling out there with his bright white and orange suit.
Well, maybe he had a bath recently.
How long does it take Fat Cat to lick all that? You know. One of our cousins had gone to see April Wine at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino in Calgary.
Because that's what they do now. They
Somebody took a picture during the show.
Right?
April Wine walked off stage. April Wine. Tonight is a wonderful time.
Well, maybe they think that they're still a big deal.
Oh, yeah. They didn't come back either. Like, they stopped the show because somebody had the gall
to take a picture of them. You think that would be a good thing that, you know, put the picture on Facebook and everyone sees it. April Wine, cool.
Stop the show and take a selfie with the fan that paid money, actual Canadian money, not Canadian Tire money.
No, real money.
Paid money.
Right.
To go see you.
Right.
30 years after the fact.
Giving you a second helping in bite-sized form. The Jared and Kathy Podcast.